Better and Longer with the Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality, Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
Hey team, I'm Fitz, your fitness expert from fitness.com, and welcome to the Fitness Show. So I am super excited to chat with you today. It's the beginning of a very big week for me. I have some awesome meetings in regards to my Morning Mile program in Tampa. I get to present at the Humana-sponsored town hall meeting at the Raymond James Stadium in St. Pete, which is where the Bucks play, on healthy schools. And then I'm headed off to Long Beach, California to announce the Long Beach Marathon, Half Marathon, 20-mile bike tour, 5K, and the kids' races. I can't wait to get my hands on the kids because they make me so happy watching their little feet go back and forth. And they run so happy. And that's one of the greatest gifts in my Morning Mile program is that these kids are so happy. You know, you and I adults, sometimes we say, oh, we have to run. Those kids, they don't have to run. They get to run. It's a great privilege for them to wake up every morning and do the Morning Mile at school. So super excited about that. After Long Beach Marathon, the JetBlue Long Beach Marathon weekend, I'm headed over to visit my Morning Mile program in Venice, California. And then the next day I'm going to go run with my kids at Calabasas, California. And then I'm going to stick around and announce the Surf City 10 Miler and 10K the following weekend. I think that's October 16th. So it's a big week ahead. Lots of fun stuff to do for me. But I'd rather talk about you. So we're just going to talk about a bunch of fitness topics that have been on the top of my head based on your feedback this week. And I want to, again, thank you and encourage you. Keep that feedback coming because it makes me know you're engaged, which of course is very fulfilling for me. But I think it's also a self-fulfilling prophecy for you guys. So you reach out and say, oh my gosh, I listened to your podcast while riding my bike or running. And now, and I went a mile further or 5 minutes further, or I did something extra. And so that's what I want to do. I want to push you to do better and be better. Because why in God's earth would you listen to me if you want to be the same? Stop wasting your time. If you don't want to make progress, turn this off and go, I don't know, do something else. But my job is to yank the best out of you. Sometimes people coming along willingly, and sometimes I need to, you know, shake them pretty hard to get them to do that. But that's what I'm here for, is to make you better. And so please keep that feedback coming. Send your questions all dang week. I get comments on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and that's at Fitzness, folks. If you want to message me, it's always at Fitzness, F-I-T-Z-N-E-S-S. But people telling me, Barb Raster, she goes, I woke up early this morning and I had that Fitz on my shoulder. And so I got up and I did, 2.5 miles. And she sent a beautiful sweaty selfie, which was fantastic. And that's really what I want to be. I want to be that. I'd like to think angel. Some people consider me the devil on their shoulder, but I want to get in your ear. I want to get in your life and your brain and make you do better. And that's why we work together, right? So I'm your partner. I'm your coach. I'm your nitpicky friend who doesn't approve of what you're eating and gets you to make a better choice. And so I'm not here to disapprove of whatever you're doing. I'm here to encourage you to do better. And so put me on your shoulder. Let me spend the day with you. When you sit down for a meal, pretend I'm sitting on your lap. Would you be proud of what you're putting in your mouth? If not, reevaluate. Go get something else. I don't care if you've already spent money on the crap food you've chosen. Throw it in the trash and go get something better. Right? Because whatever, $4, $6, $10, I don't care what you paid for your lunch. Nothing is worth sacrificing your health. So again, you don't have to be perfect. Nobody expects you to be. But you should do good. You should do good by yourself. And here's the deal. If you got hurt, if you had surgery, if you had all these things, you still need to eat healthy. So I check in on some people. A lot of people will come out and say, Fitz, I'm using your formula. It's been working great. I'm losing weight, da-da-da-da-da. And then I'll check back into them a few months later if I haven't heard from them. They'll say, well, I went in the hospital because of blank, my hip hurt or this happened and I haven't been losing weight. Well, P.S., even if your hips hurt, you can eat right. It's not about exercising. In fact, you can never exercise off reckless eating. If you stick with the exact formula for weight loss, the weight will fall off. It's okay if you're stuck in bed because you broke your hip. You will still lose weight. I promise you this. Eat to be a smaller person and your body will do what you tell it to do. So if you haven't yet read about the exact formula for weight loss, go to fitsness.com and you will find that article there. You can also go back and listen on Podbean or iTunes to an entire episode. I believe it's episode 2 or 3. Dedicated to the exact formula for weight loss. So if you want to weigh anywhere between 1 and 1,000 pounds less than you weigh right now, the exact formula for weight loss will work for you. And, you know, people think they have special circumstances. And no matter what your circumstances, weight loss is the same. And so I get the question a lot, men versus women. How come men lose weight faster? And so it's easier to lose significant weight when you're a bigger person. So, you know, imagine a morbidly obese person and a regular person. The morbidly obese person can probably safely lose 15, 20 pounds a week because they're so big. 15 pounds off of me would be a bad idea. You know, 20 pounds off of a morbidly obese person might be like you losing 2 or 3 pounds a week. And so it's easier to lose when you're bigger. Men have testosterone, which is helpful in the weight loss process because men are traditionally made of more muscle than women. So not always, and that's a broad generalization, but across the board, you can generically say that men have more muscle than women. Muscle burns more calories than fat. It just is what it is. But here's the real difference. The real difference between men and women is that men will read my formula or learn my formula for weight loss, and they'll go, okay, and they'll stick to the plan. Women, on the other hand, I know, girls, you're going to send me hate mail, but it's true. Women go, well, what if it's my birthday? Or what if it's Friday night? Or what if I have my period? Or, what if this? Women just kind of, I don't know, try to talk their way out of the formula. Basically, I give you both. Men and women, and anyone who's in between, I give you a formula that's work. It's based off of science and math, and it is what it is. Feelings have nothing to do with the formula. Your birthday, holidays, I tell you what, your body doesn't care if it's Friday night. Your body doesn't care if you had a bad day. If you consume more calories than you burn, you will gain weight. Period. If you don't burn more than you consume, you won't lose weight. And so men tend to be more pragmatic about the whole thing. They go, oh, okay, it's just math. All right, I'll do it. And that's why you see a lot of men who train virtually with me. And that's how I consider most of you, is all of you, well, all of you, you're all training virtually with me, that you do what I tell you to do and you get where you want to go. So many men are dropping 40 pounds, 60 pounds. And yes, I have women dropping huge numbers too. But it's normally a husband and wife team where the husband's they've both done the same thing, eaten the same meals. He's down 30 pounds, she's down 15, and she wants to strangle him. And so size, muscle mass, and feelings. Feelings get in the way. And so ladies, try and be pragmatic and then try and find other outlets for your stress. And so if it's your kids, if your kids are driving you crazy and they're in the house screaming and it's making you nuts, get them outside. Go run laps around your house, play, wiffle ball or something. Just do something together outside. Change the course and do something that benefits you. And if you're sad, go for a walk. Go hit a heavy bag. Hitting stuff is really good when you're sad or mad. Avoid the eating thing. I get a lot of women, they'll email me and said, oh, I had a hard week and I wanted to eat the donuts so bad, but I didn't. And so I love those. But sometimes people say, oh, I had a hard week and I ate a box of Oreos. Ugh, stop doing that. The Oreos don't love you. They don't care about you. They have no interest in you. They just want to go to the party in your tummy. That's Yo Gabba Gabba, by the way. If you don't know what Yo Gabba Gabba is, I'm very sorry for you. But that's where the Oreos want to go. They want to make it into the party in someone's tummy. Don't let them. There's no party in your tummy. There is no party in your tummy, so keep the Oreos out. Remember, they don't love you. They're not trying to care for you, and you don't need people to care for you. Care for yourself. How about that? How about we start with prioritizing our health, our confidence, our self-esteem, and devouring a box of cookies or cake or whatever is not going to help. And here's the other thing. And I don't get a lot of men who say they bake a lot. And again, generalization, I'm getting my butt kicked at some point for this. But all my girlfriends love to bake. And I love it because I want to go get one cookie, not 20. But they'll bake and then they eat what they bake. And so back off of that. I love baking. I tell you what, if I wasn't a fitness professional, there's a good chance I would be a baker. I know how to make the yum-yums we love in a healthier way without most of the fat and calories. So I can make baked goods taste really yummy for half the fat and calories of the regular stuff. However, it's always ugly. Nothing I do looks cute or pretty. It's not fancy. I have no attention to detail, and that's just the way my life goes. But what I've learned is to not bake things that I like to eat. And so I'm big on chocolate. I try not to make chocolate chip cookies. I try not to make brownies. I will make peanut butter cookies because I don't want to eat those. Or I'll make strawberry cake because I don't want to eat that. And so if you love to bake and you know, it's just something that makes you feel good and you enjoy doing it, it's a leisurely hobby, great. Bake things you don't enjoy and then give it away. Or if you are going to bake something you love, do it only when you're giving it away. So, you know, you bake a batch of brownies, you save one brownie for each person in your family, you pack that stuff up and you take it to the police station and say, thanks for your service, I'm so grateful you're out there night and day protecting me. That's how you do it. You bake it, you pass it off to the school teachers or whoever you admire, give it to your neighbors, one each. Don't make them overweight either. But be responsible with your baking. And then if you need good baking tips, my website is fitsness.com. I also have a cookbook. That's the Everything Flat Belly Cookbook. And I have some of my baking ideas in there. But I'll do a show soon talking about my favorite ingredients to help make chocolate chip cookies lower in fat and calories, yet have them taste sinfully delicious. So, you know, you got to be responsible and not put yourself in harm's way. Here's the other thing. Is if you work in an office where people are constantly bringing donuts and muffins and things, tell them to stop. Say, dude, cut it out. It is not fair for you, thoughtfully, quote unquote, thoughtfully, to inflict all this misery on us. It's hard for everyone in this office to reject your donuts. Yes, they're delicious, but no, let's do a survey of the people in your office. Let's find out how many of them are 100% satisfied with their weight and their level of fitness. Man, I don't know where you work, but I assure you the number is very small. Ask anybody if they want to have to stare a box of donuts in the face every day. Not many of them do. Now, sure, you'll get that guy, that overweight guy who thinks it's so funny that he's overweight and eats all these horrible foods. Sure, that guy exists. But that's the anomaly. And if you're someone who's bringing the donuts and bringing the muffin and bringing the crap and the candy bowl to school to work, stop it. It is not fair for the people around you to have to look at your chocolate bonbons in the face every day when they walk by your desk. Stop it. It's not nice. It's not thoughtful. There are so many other ways to show your affection and appreciation for those around you rather than, you know, condemning them to extra fat and calories they don't want, they don't need, they're going to have to struggle with down the road. I used to work with a lot of physicians, and they dealt with the pharmaceutical reps. I also dealt with pharmaceutical reps. So what I was telling the physicians is, listen, those pharmaceutical reps are coming in to sell you their drugs, to kiss your can, so you start prescribing their drugs. You tell them, do not bring crap into this office. You bring a fruit basket or nothing. Got that? And they started implementing those rules on the pharmaceutical reps. And then the pharmaceutical reps I was dealing with saying, really, do you think those poor secretaries, those chunky ladies behind the desk, do you think they want to deal with your amazing basket of brownies every week? Help them out. Be thoughtful in another way. Go get a bouquet of flowers or, I don't know, a game or some necklaces. Just stop with the junk food. And so, you know, junk food's a part of our life. And again, we don't have to avoid it altogether. But for crying out loud, don't voluntarily bring it in into your home so you have to have a fist fight with yourself to restrain yourself from eating it all. And then, you know, baking stuff you love. Ooh, that's a bad idea. So, you know, that's another way women suffer. And men, you guys have your dumb things too. You know, every Sunday, it's a reason to be gluttonous. Saturday and Sunday, college and NFL football, they're both stellar reasons to gain tons of weight and fall. Not, you can go to a tailgate without ingesting 5,000 calories. You can have one light beer or just drink water. You can have grilled chicken breast or sirloin instead of fatty burgers with cheese. You could have baked chips instead of fried chips. There's so many great alternatives. So if you're going to a tailgate, bring the fruit dish, bring the boneless, skinless chicken breast, bring shrimp. Be creative and make your life easier. So when you get there, you have some healthy options. And really, in today's fit society, I bet there's someone else at that party that will appreciate it. And you know what? You can enjoy football without getting fat. I always say football is for fitness, not fatness. There's no reason to use Peyton Manning's or Tom Brady's athleticism to earn yourself a big old spare tire. It just isn't worth it. So when you arrive at the tailgate, bring a football. Throw the ball around with your buddies. During halftime, throw the ball around. Run. Get on a flag football team on the weekends. Or on Wednesday night, grab some buddies. If you really love football, go out and play it. So that's a little bit of a rant. But so we have some other people on my Hottie Body Challenge group. If you're unaware, that's on Facebook. I lead a monthly challenge where I assign workouts. I help guide you towards eating wisely with the exact formula for weight loss. And it's about 700 of the coolest people in the entire world. And I say world because we have hotties in Uganda, in Norway, in Switzerland, in Canada, in Mexico. I mean, we're worldwide here, but it's fun and we're helpful. But what everyone's been putting up lately is that they're doing meal prep. And so on a Sunday, Saturday, whatever, they're grilling their meat they want to eat. They're chopping their produce. They're cooking meals. Maybe it's some sort of healthy casserole. They chop it into portions, can put it in containers, either freeze it or put it in the fridge. And so for the week, they don't have to think. They don't have to make any effort midweek when they're tired because of work and family obligations. Now they just grab a few containers, throw it in their lunchbox, go to work, and they're set. Or they come home to these wonderful meals. So meal prepping is a really good idea. It's something I've done in the past. I don't do all the time, but it certainly is handy. And if you have any great meal prep recipes, join the challenge or just go on Fitness on Facebook and share your recipes, your ideas. I would love to share that with everybody else. The other thing you can do to make sure you always have healthy food in the home is keep healthy frozen foods. I've talked about this in the past, and now I have a lot of folks acting on it. But one of my favorite meals is just a bag of frozen vegetables. Toss it in the microwave in a plastic bowl for 4 minutes. Season it and eat it, a whole meal. And so I do my favorites, broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, and I have the steam in the bag kind too. So sometimes I literally just throw the bag in the microwave for 4 minutes. And then if I'm feeling like Italian, I add marinara sauce. If I'm feeling like Asian cuisine, I add some soy sauce or teriyaki. And I have a meal for 125 calories or less that absolutely stuffs me. So frozen foods is a great choice. It's an excuse buster. You know, maybe you say, oh, the bananas are rotten, I can't eat those. Or my lettuce is wilted, I can't eat that. Well, go in your freezer. And if it's always stocked with little or big bags of frozen veggies and produce, you always have a healthy choice. And the same goes for your meats. I get the giant bags of boneless, skinless chicken breast from Sam's Club, and that just serves our purpose really well. So lean on frozen foods, and here's the interesting thing about all that is that frozen foods are traditionally higher in nutrition than fresh foods. And the reason being is when your peas are plucked on the farm, they're flash frozen, so they're instantly frozen there. Whereas fresh peas, they get put in crates and they get transported to the grocery store. They sit on those shelves for a while, then you bring them home, and then eventually you cook them, and they actually lose nutrition in that process. So frozen foods is a really good way to go. Beyond that, grab a partner. And so I say this being a complete lone wolf. I am the lone wolf in the gym. I show up because I'm I'm very busy. My schedule is somewhat chaotic, but I'm someone who's committed that no matter what, I will fit in fitness. I will force it in. Sometimes I get a full-blown hour at the gym and la-ti-da for me. That's a nice day. Sometimes I wake up, I do 15 minutes on my stepper. After a meeting, I'll do 15 minutes of strength training, and then later I'll go to the gym and get on the treadmill for 20 minutes. So I will squeeze it in chunks. I encourage you to do that too. But if you feel like you're unreliable, get a partner. Get someone to disappoint. I say that without wanting you to actually disappoint them, but it's good to know that if you don't show up somewhere, someone else is going to be ticked off, whether it's a personal trainer you're paying for, or just someone you work with, or a neighbor. If you have obligated yourself to exercise with someone else, that will serve as tremendous motivation for you to get up and do that. And on that note, I've had a few people reach out and say, oh, they're dealing with depression. And I'm not sure if it's severe clinical depression or if they're just in a funk. And you know what? I'm not a psychiatrist, so I don't have any opinion on that either way. However, if you're someone who gets down in the dumps really easily, what I want you to do is create some sort of mantra, create a signage, put it around your house, put set an alarm on your smartphone to remind you that exercise makes you feel good. If you are having a crappy day and you're miserable and all you want to do is go home and eat some junk food and watch TV, remind yourself, exercise makes me feel good. Exercise makes me feel energetic and confident. And, you know, when I get out the stress via exercise and the endorphins I gain, it makes me feel good. And so exercise isn't something you should run from when you're feeling depressed. It's the thing you need to run towards. That is the thing that will push you forward for absolutely everything. I've seen, older gentlemen depressed over I don't know what, to some of my girlfriends who are moms and their children are driving them crazy. They're like, oh, I'm having a bad day, so I didn't exercise. Baloney, you inflicted that part. When you don't exercise, you're responsible. So that's where you pull that annoying, bossy blonde Fitz Kohler out on your shoulder and she pokes you right in the neck, right below your clavicle. You know that part where people poke you? That's where I like to poke people. It kind of hurts. It kind of tickles. But either way, it'll get your attention and get you moving. But I need your help. I'm not in Wisconsin with you. I am not in Uganda with you. I am here and I am always here, but you got to help do your part too. And that means you pull up my words. You know I'm poking you in the chest and you go, son of a gun, shut up, Fitz. I'm getting up and I'm going to go. And I don't care if you're in your bed and you just want to do some crunches and you want to do some stretches in your bed, that's fine. If you want to get up, if you want to go hit things or do Zumba or climb steps in a hotel or at a stadium, do those things. But don't take no for an answer and stop being easily bullied by your lazier self. Because I think we all have these selves. There's like awesome Fitz and then there's really lame Fitz. And I prefer to be the awesome Fitz. And there's an awesome version of you. And then there's a totally lame version of you. And you just need to tell that lame version, get the hell out of my face. That's it. I'm not dealing with you. Because who do you want to be? Who is it you want to be? Think about your end goal. What would you give if you could be at your ultimate goal tomorrow? And so my wish is that I could put you in that ultimate goal. You have your dream body, you're strong, you have endurance to run the iron, to do the Ironman. You can also fight an MMA fight, you're pain-free, you love your hair, you got it all going on. I wish I could give you that for one day. Because if I could give you that for one day, you would do anything in the world to get it back once it went away. You know, if you had 24 hours in the dream you, and then poof, it went away, all of a sudden you'd go, holy crap, that was good. That felt great. And I want to be that guy. So I'm going to do what it takes to get back there. And so that's what we all need to keep in mind is there is an end goal. There is a better you. And whether you love your thighs, you hate your thighs, whether it's your belly or whatever's going on, maybe you've got pain because you're weak. It gets better. Exercise done properly will do nothing but make your life better. Eating wisely will do nothing but make your life better. And so you have to put in the effort. You got to put in the time. You can't accept excuses. You have to take me with you. You have to sit me down on your lap while you're eating food. does Fitz think this is a good choice? If not, you throw it in the trash. You go get something that's really good. Does she think I look good super sweaty? You take a picture of yourself and you send it to me and I gush over you because that's what I do because I'm so excited to see you as a sweaty mess. And if I could take a whiff of your stinky, sweaty body, I would. And if it made me gag a little bit, I would high five you because that's the ultimate goal when you're exercising, to go all out, to push yourself beyond its limits so you get better. And going into that, are you pushing yourself? Do you finish up your workouts thinking, oh, that was fine? Or do you think, holy crap, I beat my butt? That's what you should be thinking. Your workout should always make you better. If you finish your 10th repetition and you're not there yet, you haven't started internally cursing, do another rep. If you're going for a 2-mile run, but you get to 2 miles and you didn't have your butt kicked, go further. If you're swimming, do another lap. Stretch further. If you finish a class and that class wasn't enough, go get on the stepper and do 10 minutes at a high level for you. You should be huffing and puffing while you're doing cardio, grunting and cursing while you're strength training, wobbling with balance training, and then wincing while you stretch. You're trying to become a better version of you, not the same version of you, because the same version of you, it's fine for now. But better's better. And that's what you got to focus on, is how do I get better? Are my excuses going to make me better? Nope. Your excuses are not going to make you better. What's going to make you better? The little Fitz Kohler on your shoulder, the bossy blonde. So annoying. I understand it. I understand that I can drive a person crazy in about 5 seconds flat. But what I'm trying to drive you to is success. We're on the success train here, and so many of you are having it. So many of you, I love the reaching out and saying, Fitz, look at me in my new jeans, and holy cow, these old jeans are too big, and I'm prepped food for the first time in my life, and I signed up for a new class, and I'm doing better and feeling better, and the results come. And so if you haven't figured this out yet, I am really good at what I do. Now I sound like Rush Limbaugh. I am so great. But I'm successful getting people to be better, the better version of themselves. If you want to be a better person, do what I ask you to do. Push harder. Don't go crazy. You don't need to tear any muscles. But do more. Read the exact formula for weight loss. Listen to the episode. You will lose weight if you follow that plan. I have hordes of people achieving their fitness goals surrounding me. And I'm not doing it. We talk about this all the time, but I am not selling you pills or shakes or wraps or supplements or powders. 100% of that stuff is garbage and you don't need it. Unless your doctor says, hey man, I checked your blood and you are low on blankety blank, you need XYZ, then you don't need it. And there's certainly no minimum wage earning employee at a supplement shop or your neighbor selling her protein powder crap out of the back of her car that's going to give it to you. What gives it to you is diligent. You eat the right food most of the time. You drink lots of water most of the time. You exercise often. You get your sleep. You manage your stress. And you do not make excuses about any of it. That's how we get to the end goal. And you know what? I'm doing it too. I'm far from perfect. But I'm damn good when it comes to this thing called exercise. And I'm still not satisfied. I want to be better. And I hope you want to be better. And I hope I've convinced you to... To do something this week. I'm pretty sure I have, and I want to know about it. So your job now that you're done listening, and thank you for those of you who take me in your car. I love commuting with you. I love jogging with you. I love going for bike rides with you. It means a lot to me. Take me around the world and let me experience your life. It's nice that I get to do this with you via the podcast. But tell me, let me know. So after you're done listening to this podcast, you have several jobs. Number one, hit like. I like the likes and it actually helps, so please do that. That brings me higher ranking on iTunes and Podbeans and more people can listen. And then I want you to visit me on Fitness or Instagram or Twitter and tell me what you're doing that's making you better. Tell me what you've accomplished. I got to know that stuff. And then stick around, listen to my Morning Mile little ad. I want you to learn about what I do to get more kids moving in the morning. And I want you to get to work. That's it. And just so you know, I'm traveling and this podcast was important for me to get out. So I'm actually recording it in the back of my car, in the back of my rental car, by the way, that says I'm from Wisconsin. So this has been lots of fun, folks. I love you all to death. I hope you do something to make you very stinky, very sweaty, very soon. Bye, everybody. Get to work.
Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.